from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, September 21st. Coming up, David Palmer and Nikki Budzinski were political opponents in the 13th District Democratic primary earlier this year, but now Palmer is helping Budzinski on the campaign trail for the congressional midterm election. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Another Illinois lawmaker is facing federal bribery charges. It's related to a long-running probe into a clout-heavy red-light camera company. State politics reporter Dave McKinney has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago has charged Senator Emil Jones III with bribery and lying to the FBI. Jones, a Chicago Democrat who's seeking re-election this fall, is the son of former Illinois Senate President Emil Jones. The current lawmaker allegedly offered to protect the red light camera company, SafeSpeed, LLC, from scrutiny over how its cameras were being utilized across Illinois. Jones allegedly offered to protect the company's interests in Springfield in exchange for $5,000 and a job for an unidentified associate. In a statement, Jones's father called his son a, quote, honest and hardworking legislator and vowed to fight alongside him. This is Dave McKinney.
The Illinois Audubon Society named Joanne Fassett as its new executive director yesterday. Fassett has worked with Illinois Audubon for more than 20 years and was chosen for the position after a seven-month candidate search. She says she's eager to maintain Illinois Audubon's conservation legacy.
You know, we're 125 years old, so there's a long history of goals and visions. I'm not setting out to change many. I'm just setting out to keep what we've been doing so successfully for 125 years moving forward.
Fassett succeeds former director Jim Herkert, who retired earlier this year and will work from the Society's headquarters in Springfield. A business incubator focused on disadvantaged neighborhoods in Champaign is expanding its chess program. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the goal is to teach teens and adults life skills through chess.
Checkmate.
Within 10 moves, Eduardo Carrillo Jr. has won against his opponent, a coworker excited to learn chess. Carrillo is the new chess coach at the nonprofit Business Elevator. Every week, he teaches students aged 10 to 17 about starting businesses and planning their future through chess.
So if we're playing chess and you control these four squares on, let's say, your right side of the board, I would not try to open up a business where your business is already stationary and set.
Carrillo's lessons have attracted a following of adults, too. So Business Elevator is planning to start a separate chess class for adults in the next few weeks. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Business Elevator chess classes are free to participants thanks to violence prevention donations from the United Way, University of Illinois, Busey Bank, Carl Health, and others. Negotiations resumed yesterday between the Mahomet Seymour School District and its teachers and support staff. The News Gazette reports a federal mediator has been involved in the last seven negotiating sessions between the two sides, including yesterday's. The Mahomet Seymour Education Association, the union representing teachers, voted last week to give its leadership the authority to call a strike. The union has not set a strike date, and several more legal steps must happen before one could be called. The two sides are at odds over salaries and contract language regarding class size. Still to come, we'll hear from David Palmer, who's helping his former political opponent Nikki Budzinski on the campaign trail. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin is next on 217 Today.
The new three-part documentary series, The Great Muslim American Road Trip, follows a millennial Muslim American couple on a cross-country journey along historic Route 66. In the film, Mona Haidar and her husband Sebastian Robbins visit with diverse groups of Muslims across the country to better understand the centuries-long Islamic experience in the United States. They explore more than a dozen communities between Chicago and Los Angeles, including Springfield. Learn how you can stream this at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The 13th Congressional District race is heating up as November gets closer. On the Democratic side, David Palmer lost in the June primary to Nikki Budzinski, but he's now campaigning for his former rival as she faces Republican Regan Deering in the general election. Palmer tells Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin about how his relationship with Budzinski developed.
But really, after the election, reached out to her, congratulated her on running such a well-run campaign, you know, raising so much money, just really being a good candidate. And I just told her, you know, if there's something that she wanted to talk about, maybe we could go to coffee. We had a cup of coffee, and so she asked me to attend church with her. I did that, and just in doing that, we just started to talk more and communicate more, and we've just started to really build a good rapport, right? We both want to make sure that we flip this seat. We think it's one of the most important seats in the country, and that's what we're really focused on doing together right now. You know, for me, you know, really just, you know, trying to talk to my supporters, more the progressive wing of the party here, let them know that, you know, we've got someone who we should get behind. Because if we don't get behind her, we're essentially getting behind Regan Deering, who I know none of the Democratic friends of mine want to support.
Right.
So, you know, we're doing our part to make sure that we finally flip this 13th. And, you know, Nikki is someone that is really worth working with. You know, she always talked about one of her main things is that she wanted to build bridges. You know, she wanted to work across the aisle. And I think in this regard, it means that she's working with, you know, the person who ran against her in a primary, and we're working together. And I really commend her for being open to that as well. And so I think it's going great. And I also think that it's a good story that people need to have in politics now. You know, it's a weird place that doing something that's so basic, right? You know, I just ran for Congress. Of course, I am into politics. So why would I just sit it out now because I lost, right? I think more people should, you know, step up and support people who they, you know that they believe in, even if there's no kind of self gain from it.
You mentioned some projects you guys want to work on, like the North End of Champaign. You were saying there's some initiative that you'd like to be a part of.
So, I mean, even before we get to, you know, when she's elected and working on legislation and initiatives, we just want to bring, you know, awareness to that community around this election and how important it is. You know, we want to be able to, you know, bring people who are, you know, decision makers to areas that don't usually receive those kind of people. You know, Nikki, when she brought Jim Clyburn to Cahokia Heights, I think that was a start of the kind of things that we like to kind of talk about and get stuff done. And I know we have a few more you know, pretty good names that we're trying to potentially bring to the Champaign area. We're still working on that, but if we do, you know, we want to bring them to areas that don't usually receive those kind of people. You know, not just bring them to the university or take them to some really nice house and do a really big fundraiser. We want to take them to, you know, the people who really should be really involved in politics, so we can start to get them to be active and engaged and start to make changes in their community. Because, I mean, that's why we do all this, right? To make changes in areas where we think people can use a lot of help. And I think that the North End of Champaign is definitely an area that needs more attention. And so we want to bring more attention to that area about this election, why it's so important, and the major choice that they have to make.
That's David Palmer, former Democratic candidate in the 13th Congressional District. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Indy Kara, Emily Hayes, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.